You know, after watching RuPaul's Drag Race Season 16, Episode 4, where we heard three songs from RuPaul's newest album, Black Butter, I can't say I know how any of those songs went.
You know, I was actually gonna say, didn't we hear all these songs? I know I've heard ASMR Love It before.
I like the country one because it sounded different.
Which is the country one? The Courage to Love?
No. The one in the previous one, the talent show.
What was that one? Like the Giddy Up?
Yeah. Like, at least that one sounded different. It didn't sound like RuPaul went through 5 layers of auto-tune.
Yeah, but it's still only 5 words.
Hi, I'm the music connoisseur, Annie.
And I'm the tone-deaf one, apparently, Minty.
Damn straight. And this fun title where we serve every podcast with cunt.
Tree. Anyway, we start off with quick drag. You know, I'm sick of quick drag.
It means nothing.
It's not fun. It's just a way to pick, like, team leaders or who gets to go first or whatever.
So Sophia won, but to be honest, I don't think any of them deserved money.
I can't believe they go through the trouble of actually putting them on a book cover.
You gotta pay that Photoshop person to do something other than Photoshop the wrinkles out of RuPaul's face.
God damn, that cut.
RuPaul looks weird on his cover.
Oh yeah, because that's supposed to be like his real face, you know? Not the persona he puts on.
I've never seen him with a goatee.
That is true. It is kind of weird, right? Because it sounds like you have a signature look. But I mean, if you have the audience that you're going to sell to's attention anyways.
It feels like RuPaul is trying to sell this book to straight people. That's why it's all black and white and doesn't really delve into what this is about, a drag queen.
Honestly, I still can't believe he's alive.
That's and all like... that fracking.
And kicking. Anyway, so when Sophia won, she got to be one of the team leaders. Plasma got to be a leader for winning last week's challenge. And Geneva got to be a leader because she survived the lip sync.
And the words of the great late Morphine Love. I see all bottoms on Geneva's team.
Except Nymphia.
Well, we'll get into that later. I thought for sure Geneva's team was going to lose.
I mean, they play it up like that, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, let's start with the first team, Star Baby.
Oh, how I like to call it the Wiggles Gang.
I was okay with the looks. Was it the best? No. Did ASMR Lover had the better look still? Yes.
Look, I just need a Star Baby to fucking pad.
Well, I mean, Amanda tried. I mean, she's not a Star Baby, but padding doesn't mean everything.
Maybe it's a lesson of maybe don't pad. Have you thought about that, Annie?
To be fair, though, dancer bodies usually are like skinny bitches, right?
So this is the first group. They set the bar very low. I was like, decent. You know, they're all dancing. I can give it that. I like Morphine. It was okay, but Sophia was the best in the group for me. I like the vocal range she has as an opera singer.
I like Dawn.
It sounded too much like a talent show song, but...
Sure, but...
Hey, it's me. I'm Dawn. I'm from the planet Mars.
She just has the energy I like. Sophia's just like, eh. You know, I'm looking for a little whimsy. I still think it's weird that Q, the worst dancer, danced by herself. Almost as if to even, like, highlight that she's a bad dancer.
Like, make room, everyone. My dancing is so bad, it might be contagious.
Yeah. So, let's also go over the pussycat wig runway look.
No. Pussycat wig.
People are like, the doors that Monet exchange has opened.
So did not like Dawn straight up. Oh wow, it's different.
I don't know. Yeah, people seem to like it. Like, I don't think it's bad because it has weird pattern mixing. I just think it's bad because it's too much.
I wish she was going for the mall look. She just leaned into the mall look. When instead she has a weird palm tree on the top of her head.
Yeah. And like, that was like the hand glove thing. And I was like, this is too much.
I didn't really jive with Morphine with the cat scratch dress. It looked like a regular dress with a fat ass and you put blood everywhere.
Her outfit looks like a crappier version of Gottmik's finale look. Okay, stick with me because I know Annie doesn't remember.
The mouse one?
No, Gottmik, not Willow.
Oh, I got too confused.
Gottmik had this black and white outfit. It was black with like white words kind of going over it. I don't remember if she had red hair. I feel like she did. But it was kind of like that weird shape and that weird like black with white things going around. Because Gottmik's one obviously looked really nice. Morphine one was just like, I get it. You bejeweled your hair, but the story makes no sense. Sophia's one, I mean, look, I do actually really like Sophia's drag because she's so like nice and polished. And then she'll have this weird thing. Like her hair being like actual cat. It's cute. It wasn't special, but it was cute.
I think if I had to rate Sophia on a tier listing, it would be a B. Like, it was really good, but it wasn't perfect. There's something about it that didn't wow me.
And you know the hair she used for the star baby? She keeps using that goddamn hair.
Yeah. You know, he only brings so many things to Drag Race.
There's something about Sophia that's just like she's obviously got the makings. I just don't feel like she pops for me.
Sophia has that, I'm gonna last to the end and somehow win it. And we'll be like, well, how did all the good queens get out first? Mirage, come back.
I don't know if Mirage is a middle queen to me.
She 100% deserved to be the queen that would dance too well. Lip sync assassin. We had to do a La La lip sync palooza to get her out.
No, for sure. 100%.
That should have been her storyline. When said, I had to watch Geneva Carr.
Yeah. God, you could you imagine if that's how she gets out? I really like Q's look. I don't get the point of the blood. Just to add color?
Okay, the thing about Q is like, oh, I'm a sexy vampire. It's like, you look like a kind of a cheap Joan of Arc.
Yeah. Then our second group, Courage to Love.
I love this group because it had a 5-second delay at every single dance change. In my head, I was like, now, did you mean to stagger it? Because it's weird that it went in order.
It was supposed to be staggered.
Oh, okay.
She does explain, you had left a little bit. But I think she calls it like contagion. So it's like one person doesn't move and then the second person, yeah, it is supposed to be like led like that.
It was. Now, if I didn't know any better, and I'm RuPaul, I don't know behind the scenes yet. It looked really weird. It just looked like person A did the dance move first, and person B like, oh shit, right. And then person C's like, all right. Oh, now? Okay.
You know, if they had done the ASMR thing where they each had their own move, then it would have made more sense because it looks like it's their own time to shine. Instead of what, like, you're saying, like, they're just playing telephone.
It's basically a giant Rube Goldberg machine.
I don't even remember their looks, honestly. Like, they're mostly black, right?
Black and pink.
What is that thing?
I don't know.
Black, pink in your area.
Oh, that. I thought you meant, like, the official look. No, no, I never no. seen. So, the drama. So, Plasma did not want fucking Megami. So, it's like, yeah, sure. Let's do the Amanda and Plain Jane drama. I wonder if we're gonna have to wrap it up this week.
Knowing that Amanda and Plain Jane doesn't like each other, I would not have picked the two.
I would have just dove on that bomb and picked Megami so we didn't have to hear that pitiful, pitiful speech that we have to hear every time a girl gets picked last.
Oh, I was always picked last.
Yes, you're all gay. You're all gonna be picked last for sports. None of you will be picked first.
There is no gay sports plan. If they are, then anonymously.
You know what's funny? And I'm looking back, like, either I repressed it all. I don't think I've ever been in a time where, you know, like, you had to pick teams and they were like, Annie, you come with me. It's like, oh, cool. I wasn't last. You know, there's never been a time like that where we had to split up like that. Maybe because we went to an all-girls school and they knew that shit wasn't gonna fly. It was always just everyone on the left one team, everyone on the right another.
Yeah, kind of, right?
Like, have you?
Not really. I do remember one time in sixth grade where it was dodgeball, but it almost had like an opposite thing going on. Like, what? Like the two leaders picked kind of like the worst students, and then the best ones were left last. Because I think, like, you kind of knew they were going to be on certain teams, so you didn't have to pick them first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, I know, like, I want this guy and you want that guy. So let's go for the ones, you know, we don't know yet.
Yeah, like the cliques are set.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I left your school before sixth grade because of the incident.
The incident. The lore that Annie's trying to create.
So, but I agree with Plain Jane's drama with Q. Q, shut the fuck up. Mother effing Mirage had a mental breakdown because her entire dream was shattered and you were sad because you missed the mic a little. After this week, you can start crying.
I mean, I get what Q is saying, you know? Because, like, you're so close. And if you don't win challenges, nobody's gonna remember you.
That's just, yeah, put your pussy up.
No, I mean, that's true. It's like, don't bitch about not getting first. Because for Q to be high in all three episodes is a pretty good statement. And her looks are on point. So she's gonna be remembered for having a good track record. But I do think you do need that topper of a win.
Well, Q, if you didn't want to be second so many times, well, we have another position for you this week.
Second to the bottom.
Now when Q cries, everyone's like, you did this last week. You cried last week.
You spent your crying card.
Yeah, everyone gets one.
Mirage took up a lot of people's one.
Yeah. So, but yeah, Plain Jamie, like, you know, Q, I respect you more than Amanda. It's like, whoa, Plain Jane, why you gotta say that?
I don't give a fuck about Plain Jane's excuse of, I just say whatever's on my mind, and if people don't like it, people don't like it. You have to have a filter in life.
Don't look at me when you say that.
Okay, you don't have a filter, but you don't have a mean, like, core. You're just eccentric.
Okay, my thing is, like, you know, I'm gonna come in, mama, whoever came in, Sophia, was she that?
Yeah.
Okay. You gotta realize sometimes the things you say are really mean. Like, in a vacuum, if you say, I respect you more than blank, you understand why that's bitchy. Right? Like, no, I just said whatever I said. Like, shut the fuck up.
That just means at your core, you're a nasty person.
Yeah.
I don't like Plain Jane. I don't like her drag. I don't like her personality. She makes good TV. Don't get me wrong.
She makes good TV. And she's like, ah, shit, my punching bag. It was on the bottom. I hope she's... She could have used her potion to save a mandatory meeting.
She was never gonna do that. I would never use my potion for someone else.
Oh, never.
And these girls will never.
Unless if I knew I wasn't gonna win and I used it to save someone that I knew was gonna get me a lot of, like, applause on the internet.
No, the only way I would ever even consider it is if, like, your top competitor is somehow on the bottom and, like, you could save the worst person so that a better dancer comes to take out the top competition. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or a flip side of that, if someone let you borrow the tank top.
Oh my god.
And you needed that tank top.
And that other bitch was trying to use their mom's death anniversary as an excuse to not get out.
And like, no, you can't guilt me. I need that tank top.
God damn.
But yeah, a mandatory meeting, like, she went to dance to Curse to Love, and like, I thought it was really weird when the hair kept flipping her face. Like, I know you have a pussycat wig. Could have worn that.
Not that blue one, though.
You're not Sasha Colby. You can't choreography this.
You know, I'm so pissed that Amanda's on the bottom.
Because she doesn't deserve it?
Yeah, because so what if her padding is garbage and her looks are bad?
Her final runway was pretty bad, but...
I like the idea of it, okay?
Okay,
but she had good girl group dancing. She did the challenge. And, okay, I don't understand the critique of, like, it's a pussycat wig. You're not doing the challenge. She's wearing a pussycat wig. What more could she do for a challenge that's all about just wearing a pussycat wig?
I feel like that outfit could have worked if you didn't have the two mannequin heads.
See, what's hard is that it's already been done by Willow Pill. That's a Willow Pill reference. That's what I can say about it being Willow Pill and not Gottman.
I'm sorry I didn't memorize all of Willow Pill's outfits, okay? I didn't know this was gonna be the fucking drag SATs.
Maybe you should.
D-scat.
Plasma? I almost think she could have won this week. I liked her singing. I liked her dancing. And her pussycat wig outfit was the bomb.
It's funny because I feel like that outfit Plasma wore, like, if you ask me who's the cosplayer of Drag Race, I would say Plasma, 100%.
That's an anime look.
That's an anime. Fat panty and fucking stocking right there.
I mean, that's just like cohesive, color coordination. It was so good.
And fucking diversity. You know, Plain Jane this week? Many weeks. It's giving me Bosco vibes.
Oh, you know, I can see that.
Yeah, always with a fucking black letter.
Bosco and Jimbo.
No, yeah, basically.
Because Bosco never padded. And Jimbo always had the big boob.
And Tsunami had a very boring outfit.
I like Tsunami's matador look. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not the most unique. It's not very whimsy. But it was just on point. It was just like, she had a concept. She came out in it. She looked like a very sexy, feminine man kind of look. Very androgynous. Not saying it was, like, the best.
So, okay, Star Baby, you like Dawn singing. I like Sophia's singing. And then Curse to Love, we both agree we like Plasma singing.
Right.
But for the next group, ASMR lovers, who's singing? Not the dancing, not the outfits. Who's singing do you like the best in the lyrics?
Nymphia.
Okay.
100%.
I like ASMR love. The dance was clearly the best. I mean, the flip queen deserved that title. You know, she did a lot of flips. But according to you, like you said, I left during this part because of the same incident of why I had to move schools. So Nymphia took control of the lead?
So what happened was, okay, so Maya was supposed to be the coordinator. Geneva was like, I'm the leader, but I can't dance. I'm gonna get Maya to do it. But then Maya is very soft-spoken.
That's what RuPaul said.
Yes. It's funny, there was this scene, I guess you missed, where like, Maya's kind of like really soft, and they're like, why is she whispering? And Sophia was like, oh, because they're the ASMR lovers. I'm like, shady, shady bitch.
That's funny. Who said that?
Sophia Crystal.
She's a funny bitch.
She is, man.
Sunae funny. And I don't know why. There's something about her that just doesn't pop for me, but she has literally everything to make her a star and should be the star that she is. She's funny. She looks like polished. Like, she's very polished, but has humor, you know? And like, I guess she's mother, you know? But like, Maya was just like kind of not giving it. Like, even though she's like a dancer, like, look, she's a TikTok dancer.
She only danced for less than 60 seconds. And now that studio took out all the songs, she doesn't know what to flip to anymore.
Honestly? Yeah, because Nymphia, who's like, she's done this twice. I can't express myself in English. And the very next editing scene was, okay, I have all my lyrics down. And then this one is like, oh, well, this is an empty space, so how about we start dancing like this? And then it was like, I used to be part of a K-pop girl group in Taiwan. I think it was called like Ninth Generation Girl. And she took over. Everyone else was watching them coordinate, right? She was like, that's sneaky Asian. That's sneaky Asian hiding her talent.
Context. We can say that because we're Asian.
Oh, yeah, sorry. She's one sneaky Asian. They said, like, you know, like, she's holding her card. Like, she playing the game. Like, how come she keeps saying she can't do this and then she shows up doing it?
I was so surprised how good they were. And you're telling me it's because they were a K-pop group?
I guess. Or I guess a Taiwanese group, right?
Because RuPaul said cut and Nymphia said cunt. And she served cunt.
If they had to pick one winner, which they probably should have, it would have been Nymphia.
Geneva Kai being like, I'm finally not on the bottom. And I'm like, oh, Geneva, the two times you was on top, there's tomfooleries about.
Okay, Geneva, Maya, and Megami are all garbage.
Garbage.
And they're gonna use this group win to be like, oh, well, at least I have a win. And I'm like, girl, you didn't do shit. Nymphia carried all your asses.
Who the fuck is Maya?
The flip queen.
Oh! How did we not remember her?
Didn't remember her.
Oh, so you just let me flounder then. Just like how Maya does.
Look, I'm not gonna talk about Geneva, Maya, and Megami's looks. They were all garbage.
Megami was especially fucking garbage.
She was the New Jersey garbage truck. But Nymphia wins. Oh my god.
The pussycat wig reveal.
The literal pussy under her wig.
I like it when there's a comedy bit, but clearly a lot of effort went into that bit.
Okay, I didn't think this one was very funny, but it was thought out.
Yeah, it bedazzled.
I love that, like, she went red. Like, she's not always gonna bring yellow every season or every episode.
Although, I think Nymphia has gotta diversify a little bit more. All her looks stunning. All her looks also banana or very Asian oriental. And don't get me wrong, I think it's very pretty. I just think if we're gonna tell Dawn tone down the fucking elf ears, I can tell Nymphia bring a third look.
I think it's fair to tell Morphine shut up about the butler. Because we don't give a shit about her butler. I think it's weird to tell Dawn to stop with the elf ears. Because I'm like, what does it matter? It's such a small part. When everything else is so big and different, why do you care about the elf ears?
Because I think it'd be super cute if she did the butterfly ears.
Okay, you're telling me to diversify her ears? I can get behind that, but yes.
She did bunny ears.
Yes, but she did do bunny ears.
She did?
Her talent look. She took off the hat and had bunny ears underneath it.
That's funny.
I rewatch scenes too much, apparently.
Yes, you do.
But I think if you're doing a culture thing, they will not tell you to diversify.
But do you agree, as a fellow Asian, not the same Asian as Nymphia, but as fellow Asian, she needs to bring another look?
No, I'm okay if Nymphia keeps doing Asian things, because they don't have enough Asian queens on RuPaul's Drag Race.
We tried to have Kimora Hall.
Okay, I know we tried to have Kimora Hall, but did Kimora Hall get very far? No. The last Asian drag queen I can remember is Aurora Matrix from Canada's Drag Race. That's a whole other country.
She was cute.
She could have won Canada's Drag Race, but they gave it to the indigenous girl.
I would not say it like that.
Sometimes it's a political game, let's be fair.
All right, enough of across the pond. But everyone who still stayed, who do you think should have gone home tonight? And is it a dick thing to do to have this segment this early?
It is an absolute dick thing to do. They did this because they knew a mandatory meme was gonna be on the bottom, and they just wanted Plain Jane to throw her underneath. Plain Jane's a straight up bitch. There's not many queens I don't like on this show, but Plain Jane's definitely one of them. And there's a lot of already like drama about like how Plain Jane doesn't get the backlash of being a villain like other queens have.
And she's only white.
Exactly, 100%. I mean, I agree Q should be on the bottom because girl can't dance. And this is a girl group challenge. I don't think Amanda should have been on the bottom. But see, all the girls that I want on the bottom are in the winning team because they did dancing. So I'm like, okay, well, who's like the second worst dancer? But I'm not very good at judging dancing. Q is just obvious.
Yes.
Because if I had to say anyone, maybe Tsunami? But I think she danced well. I don't don't really remember.
All I saw was that giant flower shirt.
That was distracting as fuck.
Yeah.
It looked like you were going to prom or something.
Plain Jane was simple, but I don't think it was bad, so...
No, I mean, let's face it. Plain Jane does look good. She looks very good. But if one of your, like, first outfits is you just in a jersey shirt and daisy short, go fuck yourself.
No, I think Amanda belonged on the bottom. Like, because everyone danced decently, and even though Amanda was one of the better dancers, everything else kind of fell apart for her.
But it's a girl group challenge. The whole point is to dance.
Yes, but also, if we don't judge the final runway, why even have it?
I think that's what everyone question is.
Man, Q's one was really simple. This makes me very disappointed.
Look, Amanda, Toy Meeting, and Q lip sync to Emergency by Kana Pop.
I don't like it.
I didn't like the song. I didn't like the lip sync.
I thought they were both mid. I didn't think Amanda brought it. I think Amanda kind of like lost confidence.
What's hard is that when you have a really ugly look, it's really distracting.
She took it off.
No, it doesn't help when you have a blue Smurf blasted on your face.
She looked like Blastoise.
God, please don't put that image in my brain.
Didn't she? Okay, when she took out all the accoutrements, right? You're like, man, you have a really off-the-rack outfit on right now. I guess you put all the money in the giant bird nest. I would have told you not to.
I don't think she put money in that bird nest.
The way she shoo it to the side. So yeah, I really didn't care about the dance. No one did anything memorable. The only thing I had written down was that I think Q got tired at the end.
Let's face it, Q was not going to be eliminated.
No.
No matter how crappy her dancing was, she was never going to get eliminated. Her looks are too good to be eliminated.
RuPaul's like, yeah, we already had an unjust vote last time, so JK, Mirage should have gone home for not knowing the words, but sorry, Mandatory Meeting. Look, the sad thing about Mandatory Meeting leaving is that she was one of the queens that, like, at least to me, stood out from the rest, maybe for the wrong reasons.
Honestly, yeah, and she never played victim. I loved how she always came back at Plain Jane, because it was honestly true. Amanda told me my own business, then Plain Jane brings her in and then like is trying to gaslight her, like, why are you in this conversation? It's like, bitch, you said her name.
It's just weird to me because you know those two are friends, Q and Amanda told me, so like,
yeah,
why when apologizing to Q you shit on her friend?
Yeah, and I'm glad that Q is like still keeping her guard. I don't know if Q and Plain Jane are friends outside of Drag Race, but Amanda told me and Plain Jane are not friends outside of Drag Race. Like, Plain Jane is still trying to play like, oh, I'm the innocent one.
Can't do that. So next episode, we have the Barbie did really well in the box office challenge, so we're gonna make our own dolls. A new challenge.
You know, I thought about doing a review on the Barbie movie, but God, I don't like that movie.
I thought about doing a review on the Barbie movie, but I didn't want to get persecuted for hating women. Because if you don't like the movie, you hate women. If you didn't like that weird self-insert woman, then you hate America. Whoa.
I was okay until the ending of the movie.
I was okay until Ken went back and made the Mojo Jojo house, and I was like, I'm so bored. There's no magic in this world.
Anyway, that's my 1-minute review of Barbie. I guess we could do a short on it.
Thanks a lot. Oh my God, we could.